Sport after six. We'll finish off Gary's Gap for you and we'll have much, much more.
Gary Phillipson on BBC Tees.
Eight minutes after five, and our top story this evening is an update on a situation that's deeply personal to me and something I generally am worried about. And it's because it's the place where I grew up. My formative years were there. And I'm talking about Trimdons, the Trimdons, and I'm from Trimdon Village, and it's a problem with antisocial behaviour. Now, last week, I went there to speak to locals, and it's a thing. What I heard, it absolutely shocked me.
We've got cars getting burnt out. Police don't seem to be doing anything about it. Burgling people's houses, massacring cows, chickens.
They took a goat away and set the dogs onto it and left it. So it was found alive, but it had to be put down. It's sickening.
Well, we woke up in January with our car and van set on fire. It was horrible. I was frightened for our lives because we couldn't get out the front door. I mean, there's cars getting pinched, there's cars getting set on fire, there's people's homes getting broken into. There was a man mugged as well at the village a few months ago.
I don't like walking around the streets. I used to walk around these streets when I was a kid.
I won't now. I won't go out up the shop. There's too much bad going on and not enough good.
Now, local MP Phil Wilson was so concerned by the rise in antisocial behaviour in Trimdons, he held a forum on Saturday morning for local people to come together and discuss how to make things better. He's hailed it a success.
What we wanted to do was to get them together, sit down with the police, with the police commissioner, the local councillors, and say, what are the issues? How do we solve the issues? How do we get the community to take ownership for what's happening here? And I think we had a pretty positive meeting. There's 30 to 40 people here. And we've learnt what some of the issues are, the negative side of it, but there were some positive ideas that came out of it as well.
Now, at BBC Tees, we made sure we were in attendance for the meeting. Now, after all, this is about people's quality of life and feeling safe in their own homes, and most of all, walking the streets in their own community. So Lucy Moody spoke to residents in attendance.
I feel a little bit scared to let my daughters out there and let them see what's happening. And obviously, there's a lot of swearing and stuff, so it's more around what they're going to grow up into that I'm scared of at the moment.
Very concerned with what's happening in the community, and especially in the small part of the community, in the village that I live in. And I just think now it's time that everybody gets together to try and look positively, to try and sort out the problems that we've got. I've noticed, you know, even from 6 years ago, you know, things have progressively got worse.
Now, Durham's Police and Crime Commissioner Ron Hogg was also in attendance. Now, prior to the meeting, Mr. Hogg described what's going on as low-level crime. I spoke to him a little earlier and began by asking him if he understood what local people were dealing with.
I do have real, real sympathies for residents there. It's not going to be a quick fix. None of these things are ever a quick fix, because sometimes it's very difficult to get the information, to get the evidence and so on, because people, for understandable reasons, don't always want to step forward.
What are you doing then to sort of make that safe space for them? What can they do? Because you know as well as I'm from the village. And everybody knows each other, and nobody ever wants to speak out a turn. How are you going to break that chain?
There's a number of different ways they can do it. I mean, for instance, I promoted a Crime Stoppers data and information on Saturday. I've told anyone if they want to email me confidentially at my office, their name will be taken out of it. They can again ring 101 and tell the police call taker they don't want the police to come to their home. So there's a number of different ways. The county councillors will take forward information. There really is no need for anyone's name to be put forward. We just want the information.
The thing is, this has got to be a joined-up approach, hasn't it? Because you've got yourself with the police, you've got the local councillors on board, Phil Wilson, the local MPs on board. Landlords, private landlords, and also housing associations need to be on board with this as well, so that they're going to be a follow-through. Is this happening?
Sure. There was a couple of local private landlords there, both very responsible people. I think we've got to be clear about private landlords. It's not every private landlord who causes us a problem, and it's those who are causing us problems we need to tackle. We're getting the issue raised in Parliament. We cannot do much more than that, and we'll keep working on that. But certainly, as far as the home providers are concerned, I've agreed with the two county councillors, Lucy Harville and Jude Grant, that we will go and meet with some of the home providers there to make sure that we are, again, joined up, working together and working in the best interests of the community.
Were any of the local authority home providers there on Saturday?
No, they weren't, unfortunately. I don't know quite why.
But wouldn't it be great if the people of Trimnin were to see them there and see their face, to see the white of their eyes and say, yeah, this is what we're going to do?
I couldn't agree with you more, and that is one of the hopeful outcomes, is that at a future meeting, we will actually have the home providers there.
I was down in the village on Wednesday, and there was a lot of people wanted to speak to me, but not on the record. And people that did want to speak to me, there was one lady who I spoke to had a car set afire outside of her house.
I've heard about that.
Yeah, and she was told that the nearest police officer was from Bishop Auckland. That's not acceptable, is it?
That might have been the position at that time. I mean, the way we deploy is that it would be the nearest available police officer, and if that was the case on that occasion...
Is that too far away, though, in your opinion, Ron?
That wouldn't be the normal situation. Yes, we'd like police officers to be more close to the action, and what we've done here in Durham Constabulary, despite all the government cutbacks, what the Chief Constable and I have tried to do is to protect that neighbourhood policing front line. And in fact, we had the two neighbourhood policing inspectors there on Saturday. Would I like more cops? Yes, I would. Would the community like more cops? Yes, they would. And that's what I'll continue to argue for.
I heard from stories from people just walking around the street, just speaking, that they'd seen horrific animal cruelty take place on public greens. They'd heard of vehicles being set on fire. A lot of the time when they phone up to complain, they'll get a police officer the next day. If this was happening in your street, Ron, how would you feel? Would you want an immediate reaction?
I think anyone wants a quick police response to these issues. I don't get any special treatment. But let's be quite clear. Police getting there isn't going to stop the problem. What is going to stop the problem is people giving us information as to who is doing this, and people do know. That's how we tackle these things.
It seems to be, though, that it's the same families over and over again. The same names kept coming up to me. One guy I spoke to, he said to me, he said, I confronted a gang of yous and I asked them why they don't. He said, because we can get away with it.
That is, again, where we've done this sort of thing elsewhere in the force area, whereby, yes, it's that sharpened police focus, and that's what we'll get here, but it is working with the community, allowing the community to actually begin to take control of the streets themselves by empowering them, by putting in place projects, by working together, by understanding the full range of problems and just chipping away at those problems. As I say, it's not going to be a quick solution, but we can hit some of the bigger problems quite quickly.
And we'll be keeping an eye on that situation around the Trimdons here on BBC Tees. And if you know of any situations in your part of the world, let us know here at BBC Tees. You can give us a call anytime, 01642 225511. And you can text us 81333. Start your message with Tees. BBC.